This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14. Get tickets now.
Hi, guys. It is Lala Ken. Welcome to the Give Them Lala podcast bonus episode. I want to first say I hope that all of my mamas, whether you are a mama, stepmama, bonus mama, whatever you want to call it, fur baby mama, I hope that you all had the best day.
Lala, we hope you had the best day. Thank you for being all of our moms.
Yeah, you're right? So welcome.
Yay. That's
it was
I'm
like
just
the other
schooling
day.
You all to send you out into the big bad world to take it on like champs.
Right.
Yay.
So I'm walking from the back house to the front house. Lisa and Lauren are in the hot tub. Lauren's back is towards me. And Lauren goes, who is that? Because Lisa said something to me. And she goes to Lauren, your son.
I go, my son, your son. Your son.
Your son.
I heard that and I go, all right, I'm moving out again. See you later. Yeah, backing it up.
I go, who's walking? Your son.
Your son.
Your son.
I heard that. I was like, oh, God.
She's really treating you like the dad of the household.
Oh, yeah.
She's taking it to a new level.
No, it's wild. Actually, today I was driving from whatever to take Ocean back to the house, and my mom calls Brock and says, what are you and Summer doing today? Would you guys like to come over to the house? So they're at the house while we record the podcast.
They're there now.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take...
Oh, I love that.
Brock brought his laptop over. Oh. He's going to do his work at the house. His mom's in town, so they're all having like a little play date.
So Brock can work. The mamas
That's
can
so
play.
Cute.
The kiddos can play.
Sheesh also had to record her podcast, so... Aww. It's just a very fun dynamic to be a part of, and I appreciate all, even though it was Mother's Day, I feel like every day is Mother's Day, every day is Father's Day for me.
I'm glad you said that, because I felt it just never feels different. Every day I wake up, it's Lisa's day, Lauren's day.
Your day.
My
day. Ethan, you made a comment that we've been giving you so many compliments lately.
So many compliments. I just am beaming over here.
You seem to be in a great, great space, Ethan. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
We're all very happy and proud, and I love the topic for today because I feel like coming off of Mother's Day or just Parents' Day, the bonus episode topic today is lit. Favorite childhood memories.
Oh, I have so many.
You do?
Yeah.
Did you narrow them down a bit?
No.
I have a specific.
Okay, let's start with the specific because I want our listeners to weigh in pretty heavy.
So we've got a ton of amazing listener ones. My specific one, I have the specific memory I always go back to when I need peace, and it's like beautiful. I was 13, and I took my horse. It was our house, and we had a backyard, a creek, and then a giant field. I took my horse. It was just me and Joy, and we went back to the giant field, and it was just this one day, and I'd usually be nervous about potholes and stuff, but today it was, like, sunny. There were no horse flies I had to swat off, and I was like, Joy, I was talking to her, and I was like, let's go, and we just booked it across the field, and it was so fast that it felt like a glide, and I remember thinking, like, this is like, I was just like in bliss. And I always.
And how old were you?
I was like 12 or 13.
Oh.
And I would just was like, and the I best. Was like, we were booking. Like it was, and usually I'd
But
be
you felt like you were like in a movie. Joy was like, galloping and
there
you
were
the frolicking.
Wild it was like spring.
Like you felt like you were in The Notebook.
In The Notebook or in some sort
you
of
You looked
Western
around.
Film.
Not a horse fly in sight.
Not a horse fly in sight. They'd usually bite me too, even if I had on like. My pants or something. So it was beautiful. That was the general and or specific. And then general was just Blockbuster. Like Blockbuster visits, I miss. Do you ever remember just like going?
You just added to my memories.
I did.
You did.
That was mine.
Oh, no.
But mine was Hollywood Video.
Same. Off Wasatch Boulevard in the strip center.
Because we'd go every like Friday and Saturday. My dad would take us because I'd have like a buddy and then she would go.
Yeah.
And we'd get like a video game. We'd rent a video game and a movie. And then we'd play it. And then the next day we'd go. And if we liked the game, we'd keep it.
Yeah.
Go get another game for the next night.
Yeah.
And then another movie. And then on Sunday night, we'd take them back and Monday hit. But that, yeah, that was my favorite.
Wasn't that? Did you guys have the porn sections in your?
Are you crazy in Utah?
Yeah, no.
You couldn't even. You couldn't even buy alcohol in the grocery store. You had to go into a liquor store where children were not allowed. You had to be 21 to enter.
I didn't know this. Yeah. I learned this from Dylan, because his brother. There was a like an R section in Hollywood Video, but it was in a back door, and they had to let you in if you were of age to look at the rated R movie.
Yeah, it was like a sneaky
Don't tell
section.
Me that. Don't tell me that. I want it to be just like pure bliss and childhood.
It is, but as a kid, you don't
rainbows.
Think adults were in there going like, "Where's that rated R film?"
I don't, because I grew up in a household where my parents probably had a lot of sex, and no one needed to be watching weird fucking videos.
They had it.
Well, okay. I wasn't talking porn. I was even talking like Chainsaw Massacre. Like all the rated R films
were
behind a door, not just porn.
I thought, well, we went from Jessica asking me if they had the porn section to you telling me there's a back door. So, yes, I'm thinking.
They probably had porn back then.
In King Video, they had the porn section, and my parents and a few other crazies organized a protest to protest the porn section because it wasn't good.
To make it bigger?
For the kids. To make it bigger.
Honestly, it's too small. Make it bigger. Put it in the back door.
And then do that to me.
No, I am totally fine with a healthy amount of porn viewing. Mm.
Tell us about your childhood memory, Law.
Let's stick with that. Keep the porn out of this one.
I don't love that.
All right. Happy Mother's Day. Childhood memories. No porn allowed.
Apologies.
Save it for the regular episodes
on
Hump Day. All right. My favorite memories. Also Hollywood Video. I loved Hollywood Video because I would ask my mom to rent me the same Mary-Kate and Ashley movie every single time. And then she would say, honey, do you just want me to buy it for you? Do you really like it that much? And I was like, yes, please buy it for me.
I had
to work for my Spice Girls watch at Fred Meyer. Movies I usually got. Mm-hmm. But anything beyond the movie, like I had to do my chores, like vacuum the stairs and stuff. Anyway. My next favorite memory would be anytime we went to Lake Powell. Mm. It's my most favorite place on earth, okay? If you asked me you could go anywhere in the world, it would be Lake Powell. We had a houseboat. We grew up going there every summer. I found out that Justice and Courtney, Sheena's sister, they're going this summer. And as you guys know, we're not filming. And contrary to what the internet says, I'm very happy about it, okay? Mm-hmm. There was like a thing that Brittany showed me running to the valley, I guess. It's like Lala hearing that there's no more Vanderpump Rules this summer and me booking it. Let me be very clear. I bought my house in the valley because it's all I could afford. I would have liked to have been in the Beverly Hills Flats, bitch, but I can't afford it yet. Okay? I did not move to the valley because I want to be on the valley. I moved there because that's what I could afford. Okay? Huh? Fucking hell. Anyway.
Fucking hell.
Oh my hell.
Anyway, so they tell me we're going to Lake Powell. I think we're not filming this summer. They said we have an extra bedroom on the houseboat. I said, count me in. Mm-hmm. She goes, okay, these are the dates we're going. August something through September 1st. And I say, I'm down. Count me in. I said, but we should extend through like the 2nd or the 3rd because that's my birthday. And I want to stay in Lake Powell. And Sheena goes, you're giving birth.
I was just going to say.
At that time.
You're giving birth, Law.
And I go.
You could do a water birth in the lake.
Just
you're right. I'm pregnant. And I will be giving birth at that time. So I guess count me out. I was ready to chop a Rothbard in. Give birth to this baby right on the houseboat.
Get on
jump
the jet
on ski. The jet skis after.
Not the baby.
Oh. Put the baby on the boob. You guys, my baby, speaking of breastfeeding.
Baby S or baby O?
Baby O.
Okay.
S isn't there yet.
I had friends in town, and they're still breastfeeding their babies. And now my daughter is asking me if I can feed her with my boobs. And I told her, I go, I used to, not anymore. And now I walk in and she has like her stuffed animal on another. And I go, I'm like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm feeding my baby. So please tell me if that's okay. It's my first time doing this. Someone tell me if this is normal. I have no.
That's so cute. I think that's so cute. I used to feed my baby with a bottle. It's the same thing.
Well,
not really.
She's feeding hers with her breasts.
Well, I used to change my baby's diapers. Didn't you guys do that?
Okay. If you guys
right,
can tell
it's
me
normal.
It's the same, if it's normal, great.
I'm not a mom, I don't know.
Well, I'm a first-time mom, so someone tell me because I have another girl coming. And yeah. The next, if this happens with baby S, I'd like to know, like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
But tell me because I will be breastfeeding a new baby, and I just want everything to be happy and healthy, and like I need the steps and progression and evolution of my children to happen in a timely and safe manner. Am I
sure.
making sense?
This is gonna
have great content here in a couple of months.
Okay.
So the next thing is
Newport Beach, which we went every summer with Dad. But also, can I tell you my favorite memory, East? Going up Mill Creek Canyon to barbecue with the Russins.
Oh yeah.
That was my most favorite thing to do.
I'm
this summer. I
want
to do that. I don't have to work. You guys, there are so many things.
Where can you do that at here?
I want to go back to Utah.
Can we do it in like July? I'm saying we.
Yeah,
I'm
coming.
Yeah, no, you should come. It's so much fun, all of it.
Why
like,
not?
I'm so thrilled to have this summer off. There's mm-hmm. so like my family, Brandon and Cheryl, they come out every year for Newport. For a good chunk of time, and I never get to see them because I am always filming Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. So to say that I am very glad that not only I get to enjoy my pregnancy through the summer, like I get to do things that I don't normally get to do. My niece and nephew are off. We're going to have the best time creating new... See, we're creating more memories.
See? And then we should get an Airbnb when we go back to Utah and just like put the whole family in it.
Yeah.
So we can all hang out.
Okay, that's so fun. Did everyone get their memories out, or did I skip you?
Did you do yours?
Yeah.
But besides
Blockbuster was great, but like the same. Like I loved going to like St. George when we would get on the ATVs, all of us with like, I don't know if you went with me and mom and dad. We just like do a little thing, go on the ATVs. Just,
that was
like,
cute.
Ride out the back and just have lunch and go back. So I love St. George for that reason. Obviously Lake Powell because it was just like family oriented.
Mm. Uh-huh.
But my favorite thing honestly was like the drive from Salt Lake to the Atrium Hotel across the street from John Wayne Airport.
With the giant TV. That one bad move and we're rolling. The whole family's been taken out by the giant television.
We would lay down the seats
and just keep
the back bench.
Yeah.
And we would start there.
No, my
and then
dad
would
make
down
a bed.
And put a TV. We would just watch TV.
We did that too on long drives. The giant TV. I loved it.
And then if you're a little tired, take the seatbelt off, take a nap.
Yes.
If we would have rolled, you would have seen the TV fly through
and
a
the kids
window,
as well.
And the kid as well. Or
the
maybe
kid.
The kid in the TV.
No, I wasn't buckled in. What are we talking about?
Neither was the TV.
Fuck, that's a DOA, babe.
That's why they started putting them in the car.
What is DOA?
Dead on arrival. Yeah.
That's us. One wrong move.
But that is my favorite memory.
I love those memories. Great memories.
That is fun.
Dad's a savage.
Right?
Yeah.
10-2.
10-2.
Think of how freaked out he was.
Oh.
No kids seatbelted. Giant TV. Let's keep her straight.
You guys know how much I love the Quince waffle towels. I cannot stop talking about them. Ocean loves them too because they're so soft and they get softer with every wash. They're at the Palm Springs house. I just ordered a bunch for the new house. That's how soft they are. But Quince makes so much more than just super soft towels. They have a fabulous line of timeless pieces that keep you looking so chic year after year. I'm talking about premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. And washable silk tops. I'm all about the Quince cashmere tee right now. It looks so freaking cute with everything, and it's the softest thing that I own, which you guys know I love being cozy. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do,
Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
What do our friends say about their childhood memories?
Okay. I'm just going in order.
Go in order.
This, hold on. This one I saw and I was like, that's a great point. No social media and no Ring cameras to catch what we were doing.
I do.
Wait, what is it? What is it?
No social media and no Ring cameras to catch what we were doing. Dude, if we had Ring cameras when I was in high school.
That's the best, dude. That's the best.
Oh, I hate Ring cameras. Even like if I see people
I hate
have one,
Ring cameras.
I'll put my thumb on it before I even get there. Put the thumb on it and then go around and knock. You ain't gonna see who I am.
All right, I like that.
We can already see it before you block it.
That's true.
Depending on the angle of the, I'm in an apartment right now.
Not really.
Well, not anymore in your house, but like in the apartment, everybody like has the Ring camera right on the side of the apartment. So like if you walk up to the door and then put it on and walk by.
I just like to walk by if they're random apartment neighbors and just turn and look and just smile
as I'm
walking by.
I do that too. Sometimes I'll see it and I'll just sit there and I'll look and go.
Yeah.
And then just walk.
Yeah.
I don't even notice Ring cameras.
You don't?
No, because I feel like everyone has them, and it's just like me being like, oh, look, they're just making sure that they're protected.
There's a Ring camera. Okay, this one, sleepovers at my grandparents' house, such a simple memory, but those were the best days. Did you guys ever sleep over at your grandparents'? I never did that.
No.
I don't think my grandparents ever wanted. They had like a beautiful house on the lake, and they're like, get these, we love you, but like, no, dirty kids, you're not going to be in this house.
I remember my mom getting into a really bad fight with my dad one night, and we slept at my grandma's.
Mimi's?
Yeah.
Aww.
Wait, did we have a big cousin sleepover at grandma's one time?
If we did, our
house. And she made us homemade peach ice cream.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Yes, but I think because our home was so close, we like did all of that. And then when everybody was going to bed, we went home. And then we
probably
went back out.
I always left sleepovers. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to sleep next to these musties.
Ew.
Get out of here. Give me my bed. It's a mile away.
Oh, I loved a good sleepover. Blockbuster.
Oh, wow.
And playing in the dirt. I loved playing in the dirt.
Oh, Easton. That was also really fun. Do you remember the condo in St. George? The back area where you'd go up the stairs and there were all those rose bushes and you and I would dig in the dirt and make tractor
Me and Alec
trails.
And Zach Russin used to do that all the time.
Being a kid
back
is
in,
so
like,
fun.
Their house and our house, we'd just have big bulldozers and we'd make roads and then we'd get Lincoln Logs and build houses on the roads we built.
Oh, I loved Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, we were contractors out there.
So my biggest thing for Ocean is there's nothing like your mom being like, yeah, we're going to go have a play date with so-and-so and like the moms were staying like, and I'm going to stay. We're going to take you to the mall and go to lunch. It's like, as an adult, it doesn't seem like anything. But I remember that feeling as a kid, having like a plan with a friend and our moms were going too. So I felt super safe. Yeah. Like I want that for Ocean. Like when I tell her, like when we told her today, Summer Moon's going to come over to the house and she goes, yay, Summer Moon, like freaked out. And I was like, I know that feeling. It is so fun.
And then you don't even think about it, but I now thinking about leaving the mall and then mom and Kristen getting in the front while we just pile in the back.
In the back. It's so fun. Moms and playtime. It was freaking awesome.
That's so cute. This one is making YouTube dances with my cousins, #the OG TikTok. I remember our video for Vine.
Wait, what was it?
Vine?
I remember Vine.
I loved Vine. My Vine hit, and then they took it down, and you couldn't get your videos anymore.
Yeah, you couldn't even
get your videos. I had some views on my Vines.
You could have been Vine famous?
I could have been Vine famous. I obviously wasn't Vine famous.
It's because you lived in some podunk town, right?
I lived in Nashville.
Oh.
That was a great place to be.
I live in Nashville.
Fuck you, Nashville.
No, I love Nashville.
The small ass.
I was talking about Finger Lakes.
The amount of people, listeners, by the way, that you have in the Finger Lakes that have DM'd me.
I love the Finger. Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. What? I can say whatever I want about any of these places because I'm from Utah. Okay? I can literally say whatever I want.
Yeah. You know who loves the Finger Lakes? Dorinda.
I like Fingering Lakes.
What are you doing here without Dorinda?
Every time I hear Finger Lakes, it just excites me.
At first, I had to really zone in on this shirt because I'm like, is there an inside joke here? I don't know.
You guys would love it. Let me tell you. I would like to take you to the Finger Lakes.
You keep talking about it.
Maybe we should do a show in the Finger.
No. I'm just going for fun.
I don't know why she can't.
Just going for fun.
Yeah, and then doing an hour of a podcast tour. Oh, wow.
How about you guys do the podcast
tour? No one will show up.
I know.
No one's coming.
Okay. Oh, my God. Making pillow forts. It was so innocent and so imaginative.
That was the best at our cousin's house. They had that giant freaking house.
With a giant couch.
With a giant couch and a huge TV to play all of the Nintendo 64 inside of the pillow fort.
Isn't that so fun? And then if your dad ever went and put the lights and really made it special.
Savage.
The Christmas lights. And then you were just like, where are we? It felt like a fairy fort.
Okay, hold on.
What?
This is like the most nostalgic podcast episode. I hope everyone's feeling the same way as me. Okay, taking like one of the, like either a yoga mat or like a sleeping bag.
Okay.
And hauling ass from the top of the stairs to the bottom. So fun.
We used to do
that all the time. We'd put blankets and pillows at the very bottom.
Yes.
But my mom.
She got mad. You're ruining my stairs. My carpet.
You're wearing out my carpet.
It's like, all right.
So we always did it at our.
I just got that. Not wearing out the carpet.
I had to let it fly.
Oh no, Ken.
When I belly laugh and my muscles tighten, do you think I'm suffocating my baby?
I think that wakes her up and she's like, it's time to go. Laugh.
Because it's happening so much often that I'm hoping that that's not the case.
It's not. Haven't you ever seen the ladies that like they'll do like exercises and crunches and that feels
Who's doing that?
Pregnant?
Yeah, it's like pregnant.
No, you're not supposed to be doing that. I'm sure your OB would not approve of this.
Maybe I should report the Instagram page that has that on there.
That's not good.
Oh no. I'll let her.
What does it do?
Crushes it, the baby.
You can't do a folding motion pregnant. That's why they have all these other things. You're not even supposed to lay on your back pregnant.
The baby comes out jacked if you do it.
Popeye baby.
Okay, Sunday ABC.
Oh, by the way, can I tell you what people want you to do, Easton, with Chanel West Coast? They want you to start like a YouTube channel where you watch things that are funny and the two of you just laugh.
So really just do ridiculousness, but way better people on it.
That is so, like that would be so funny.
All right, set it up.
That'd be so funny. All right, next. God.
Sunday, ABC channel, Disney movie, pizza, watching with my dad. All right.
These people.
Rest in paradise, Dad.
Yeah.
That is such a fun night.
Don't you guys remember the Sunday family shows? We would watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
The best.
I just liked it when it was on at 9 o'clock on Disney Channel and like right when it was, the show would end and then it would say like what was coming up and then it would be the actor or actress and they would grab the wand and do like the Disney thing.
I have chills.
We should all try and do it and see the shape that we make.
I don't know. I think I drew like a
balls. This is the Give Them All Up podcast and welcome to Disney Channel. I just drew a penis.
We should do that. That's actually genius.
But don't you remember that? And then they'd hit it and then it would like the screen would go away and then boom, right on it was the show. And you were like, Yes, we're yes. here. Friday night. Yes. Let's fuck.
You guys are oh my Friday night.
Let's
get the fucking let's pizza fucking rolls we're on. Those were the best nights.
Oh my God.
I can't breathe. Oh. They are the best nights.
Yes.
So good with the
not
pizza.
Going out with you and just your like three other little bean homies, just small as shit. And then after the movie, you're like, all right.
Oh, and when there was like a new movie that was coming out,
mm-hmm.
it was like, The Luck of the Irish. Oh. It's like, it's here.
We've been fooled with. You've been teasing us with this for 3 months, and now we got it. Yeah. I would watch Disney Channel for an extra hour just so I knew I didn't miss it because I didn't know. 8 or 9 Central. I was like, don't know what that is over here, no, so I'll turn it on early.
What does that mean?
I didn't know.
I still don't fucking know.
You guys, 10 at Nashville is Central.
No, that's...
So
I,
it's say
I,
8,
no,
9
not.
Central. 8 is Eastern, and then it'd be on at 9 Nashville time.
Yeah.
So well, I don't live in Nashville, and I certainly don't live in the East. I'm in Utah, and I don't live in the West. So could you give me the time it's airing in Utah? I'm in mountain time, motherfucker. Could you throw that on the board?
They'd always give the time, and I go, I don't know. And then back then, they didn't have a fucking guide.
No, so not at all. You just had to know Disney Channel for Comcast, 33.
Yep.
And 33.
And then we got HD.
61 for us.
And then we got the like HD, where it was like 682. Still never knew, so 33, and then it would go, would you like
on the
to bottom, watch
would
HD?
You like HD? Yes. You click down. The giant remote that we had, and the middle button was green, seafoam green.
With a giant-ass DVR button.
And do you remember the box? If you wanted surround sound, you had to go up, and because the remote wouldn't work, so you'd have to go click the giant button for surround sound.
And it was the size of a speaker. It's huge.
Oh, I love these memories. Okay, what's
so
next?
Good.
Wow, these are like bringing up memories for me too. No, thanks, everybody.
The Disney Channel got me.
Oh, gosh, the there's Disney Channel's
being
good.
A millennial is awesome.
it is so good.
We are the sweet spot of generations.
Do you want to know what's crazy?
Every
know
generation it, says it though, but I do
no,
agree.
No, fuck off.
Fuck all the generations.
We know what it's like to literally have not dial have tone, not have internet,
yep.
then it be dial tone, yep. then high speed,
yep.
Wi-Fi. We know what it's like to have like a regular old flip phone, and that was the cool thing, and the iPhone.
Yeah.
Everyone else, it ain't sweet spot.
That's true.
It's not the sweet spot.
Now we have ChatGPT, and like I remember getting the internet and being like, I can just look up anything, and I was shocked.
Right? Google.
I was like, show me the earth. Where is China? Like the stuff I would Google at first, I'm
most,
like, oh, Ask Jeeves. That's what it was.
I loved
most
Ask Jeeves.
Most people didn't even know. Ask Jeeves and Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo. Those were the search engines
or
at school.
Like penis photo and stuff.
You looked up penis photos?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see what a penis looked like. Penis photo.
You
yes.
had brothers.
I didn't see
oh,
their
hey,
dicks.
Ron, but show you, me your penis.
No, but
it.
When you're a little kid, you
no,
guys, don't
like,
be gross.
No,
I'm talking about when you're little,
I was
like a little
like
tiny
eight,
tot.
Though. No, I was like 8, probably.
Oh, with brothers?
Yes. No, but
yeah,
I was like 8 when I was Googling penis.
Oh, yeah. 8 is when it starts. You want to know what the penis
looks
like. I want
to know what it looks like.
You guys know my hair struggles, pregnancy hormones, bleaching it all the time. You add stress to that, and now baby number 2 on the way. The struggle is real, so I'm already being very proactive with my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. You can take the Nutrafol hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes, because I know we all have different hair journeys, and Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LALA10. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA10. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Saturday morning cartoons, shout out Power Rangers and Pokemon. Do you guys remember? Welcome to the whack, whack, welcome to the net.
No, you want to know why I wasn't into those shows?
You weren't?
No.
I was. Mine
was do you remember the Power Rangers.
Cat Dog.
What was the other
cat
one?
Cat Dog. Alone in the world of a little cat dog.
My other favorite one, it scared me.
Which one?
Curtis the Cowardly Dog.
That was not okay.
Yeah,
I did not love watch that
one. Wait, hold on. It was a scary one.
Curtis. Remember? Oh, my God.
With the two, like, old grandma and grandpa.
Do you guys remember Doug?
Loved
hey,
Doug.
Doug. I don't know if that's it.
And I loved, Hey, Arnold!
Hey, Arnold!
Oh, this was... Courage.
Oh, Courage.
Curtis.
You said it right. What did I say? Courage?
You said Curtis.
I was like, I don't remember Curtis.
Well, Courage no, had no courage.
Because it's an oxymoron. Courage,
exactly.
The cowardly dog. But I do remember the eyeless.
The grandpa and grandma,
do
really.
You guys remember?
You can watch it on Max.
What about Wild Thornberries? Do you remember
Love the Wild Thornberries.
And Hey Ginger? Do you remember Hey Ginger?
Let me look it up.
Was it Hey Ginger?
All those classics are on Max, by the way. Like Ed, Eddie.
Loved Ed, and Eddie.
Oh, that was fire. Rocket Power, I think, is on Paramount Plus.
As Told by Ginger.
Remember
Do
that?
You guys remember Brace Face?
No.
Wait, let me look it up.
Were you guys any Animaniacs fans?
I loved it. No. It's the Animaniacs.
Guess what my favorite was?
What?
You don't remember Brace Face? Alicia Silverstone?
It just says sign in.
Oh. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember Brace Face.
No.
It's on Tubi.
This kind of looks like That's So Raven Animation, though.
What is Dennis?
The Menace?
Dennis the Menace.
With
I
the
love
apple?
That. I don't know if he had an apple.
Oh,
he just pissed his neighbor off a lot.
Yes. Who?
Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I love Dennis the Menace. Oh, As Told by Ginger is on Paramount. Dude, I'm going home and watching all this stuff.
Wild
Thornberries. This is what we need to show Ocean.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. As Told by Ginger only lasted 3 seasons.
It was so iconic. I don't know why it didn't last longer.
Let's see if
How was this iconic? We were how old?
Oh, it was iconic.
Brace Face was 3 seasons too. Maybe that's just the norm.
Remember Brace.
Fairly Odd Parents.
I loved the Fairly Odd Parents.
Wands and Wings.
Guess what
else
I kind of liked?
What?
The Powderpuff Girls.
They were
supposed to be like a live series remake of it, but it got canned.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I liked the older. Yeah.
Was it Powderpuff or Powerpuff?
Powerpuff.
Powerpuff.
Is it Powder
Puff? Is what football team?
Powderpuff is football.
Did you guys watch Recess?
Oh,
I loved Recess.
They had 10 seasons, y'all.
Oh. Damn.
They rocked it. That's on Disney Plus. Do we have any more?
Yes, so many. My mother's cinnamon toast and my grandmother's pierogies, which were so good, and four-wheeling.
What are pierogies?
So that's like for me, because I went to a Ukrainian Catholic school in the younger years, and I think it's like a Ukrainian meal. I don't know, but they're a pasta, and they're stuffed with potato.
Ooh,
oh my God, they're so good. And they usually come with they're a butter sauce. Oh my God,
I'm gonna have noodles
good.
When we get home.
They're
noodles,
so good.
Butter, salt.
Do you know what I would have before school?
Pierogies.
They're so good.
Pierogies. She couldn't spell it, so it's talking.
No. Oh, they look really good.
They're so good, you guys.
Oh,
and
they
you
look
have
really
them with
good.
Sausage or kielbasa. No, they're so.
It looks
good.
Like a pot
it's
sticker.
Like a
it's good.
Looks like a pot. It's a dumpling, Jessica.
No. Is it? No, it's not a dumpling.
It says dumpling right here. A pierogi is a dumpling.
A dumpling?
They're Polish.
But
you're right, though. It says potato, cheese.
Yeah.
But it is considered
a dumpling. You have them with kielbasa, and oh my God, they're so good.
Okay.
What's
now
a kielbasa?
Guys, it's like a sausage of sorts.
I don't love sausage. Yeah.
It's so good. It's so
not a big
good. It's like
sausage
a spicy.
Guy. I barely get a hot dog down.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you love a good glizzy, don't you?
If I'm hungry, but
Like, I don't think that we would be sausage. Like, let's go for dogs. A cheese dog, though?
Oh, a chili cheese dog? Here.
Wait, can we get a cheese dog today at that wiener place that wiener I went to schnitzel? On Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, wiener schnitzel?
Like an actual cheese with bread.
What? How big are they?
Oh, not hot dog
on a stick. It's just on a stick. We could find one at hot dog on a stick. I'm so hungry.
Do you know
oh
what
God.
I've been craving? Have you guys ever had the cheese, the sticks, and it looks like a corn dog, but it's just cheese, and you bite it, and then it's like, oh, they have
a
new corn
dog. It's a cheese dog, my love. That's what we're talking about. It's a cheese dog. That's what we're talking about.
But there's no meat.
No.
Yeah, that's why it's just a cheese
dog. I thought you were talking about chili cheese dog.
No.
No, we did.
Just a cheese dog.
But a cheese dog
but
is
I do love a chili.
Cheese,
I do love the chili.
Like a piece of string cheese on it. And then they deep fry it.
Yeah.
The batter.
And then you just got the cheese.
So
good. That's what that I'm going to get today.
Okay.
We have time for one more.
Okay. One more. Oh, dude, this was so fun. Playing Ghosts in the Graveyard, actually being outside. Do you guys remember Jailbreak at night?
Like kick the can,
so
hide
fun.
The flag.
At
capture
night.
The flag. Yes.
And you'd have flashlights.
But we would hide them.
Yes.
And there'd be lightning bugs.
And you would get everyone from your like neighborhood.
Yes.
Do you remember playing Sun Valley, Idaho?
No. How old was I?
You were probably young because I was really young. That was so fun. And all of these people are probably from really fun places, not LA, because you couldn't do any of those things in Los Angeles.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you were like rich and had like a huge house, which defeats the whole purpose.
No, you need to be.
You need to be a little bit like middle of the road.
Yeah.
Middle
well, yeah,
of the
because
road.
I didn't know that guy's backyard and the flag was in that backyard.
Yeah. And
so
I went back there.
Lost.
And you went back there and you could have gotten stolen, but that's all part of the fun.
No, but
that's
we knew our neighbors. We knew our neighbors. Oh. I was playing with their kids. Oh. You know, they didn't care if little Anthony came running through the house to find the flag.
And then the Melvels, they'd be on their back patio because we'd run through there. And like sometimes the dad would be like, not there.
Shout out Melvels.
Colder.
You're right. That was so fun. Because we lived in a cul-de-sac.
So we were in like a cul-de-sac. But then it went up the street. But like the cul-de-sac, like we just played
What was the street called? Do you remember?
It was called, we lived on Monza Drive.
No. We lived in Pear Blossom Circle. And
but
that
was
off of Monza Drive.
So you have to turn off Wasatch Boulevard onto Monza Drive. And then you would turn into our cul-de-sac.
I don't
that was
love
Pear
Monza
Blossom
Drive.
Circle. I didn't either.
I don't
but
love Monza.
It, wasn't it Monza?
I think it was Monza Drive.
Monza Drive. But then, yeah.
We don't love Finger Lakes, so fuck you.
You guys know what? I lived on a Whitehead Lane.
That's worse than Monza Drive.
So you're allowed
live?
To comment on Monza because yours is bad too, equally as bad.
Whitehead Lane in Finger Lakes.
Whitehead Lane.
It's because Whitehead because your finger in your face.
Yeah.
And getting whiteheads. Yeah. See? All played into it.
Did you guys have snow-capped mountains?
No, we had no mountains.
Oh, so you're
no,
just Iowa?
Just hills. No, hills of sorts.
This was fun.
This was so fun.
It was so nostalgic.
It was.
I want to be a little kid again.
I'm going to go watch Disney Channel tonight.
I'm going to hang out with Ocean and watch like Recess and As Told by Ginger tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
Can
and
I
Hey Arnold.
Hang out after I'm done moving?
100%. We're all going to hang out.
So
and what would you like to eat? What kind of nostalgic food would you like to eat?
I want like
cheese dogs.
Yeah,
that, what is
I was either thinking
food?
That or I. Do you want to know my favorite? Nostalgic
you know,
food?
Nostalgic food would
it
be like
was.
Pizza, but we order that so often that it's now just like, well, that's what's for dinner. Here's Domino's again.
It was Schlotzky's.
Schlotzky's. Did you guys ever eat goulash?
No, I like Panda Express. That's always like a good. Nice.
Good throwback.
Yeah.
Good throwback.
I don't have it a lot, but it's very cool. Because
when we go to Cottonwood Mall, that place slapped. The Euro place slapped at Cottonwood Mall, too.
Greek Slovakia?
That place is bomb, too.
Is that not what it was called?
No, it was called something else, but it was absolutely.
Chinese food is a throwback, I think.
Ooh, maybe when I'm cleaning out the apartment, I'm just going to walk over to the farmer's market. They got a great little
Chinese place?
Yeah. Authentic.
Ooh. I love the farmer's market. I went through a caviar phase for a month at the farmer's market. You guys know that. On my lunch breaks, I'd go get caviar like a sicko.
I think that's really
from
fabulous.
From the French market.
Did you have some champs
like
with it? I wouldn't have been mad.
Creme fraiche, caviar, and then on the little crackers. And
as
I'd
if you had champs.
So back
champagne.
To it.
Oh. No.
So back to it.
I was working.
Because if you'd rather drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
You'd rather you do it in the house.
So you are a stuck-up bitch.
She's like, I'm not a stuck-up bitch. I was on a real big caviar kick from the French market.
I shit on Golden Corral and fucking Chuck-A-Rama. I was on a huge caviar kick.
Do you know where I'm going? Have you guys ever heard of Castaway? I'm going to dinner with Anna tonight, and they have French fries with caviar on top.
That's
like truffle fries.
No, it's really good.
Is it good?
I haven't been to Castaway, but I've had caviar in all the ways you could have it.
Sounds really good.
Maybe I'll get it. Am I allergic to caviar? I'm not, right?
No.
I'm going to try it today. Where'd you go for it?
Monsieur something.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly where.
Mm-hmm. What is that place? You know what I'm talking about, right?
It's like where we went with Landon.
Where we got our sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you guys, thank you for writing in your questions. Remember to follow the Give Them Lala Pod Instagram page, and that is, in fact, the name, because we do these bonus episodes, and we have you guys weigh in, and that was one of my most favorite bonus episodes.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So much fun. You brought so many fun memories back to my dome. I love you guys, and I'll catch you on Wednesday, hump day, for the normal episode, and then again next Monday for the boner episode. Have the best week. Take on this Monday. Try to survive.